It is Seeds of Success today, taking a look at leaders in the local agricultural sector fueled by Kubota. Today we're looking at beef producers, including Rosedean Acres in West Lincoln. I'm joined today by co-owners Allison and Larry Moore. Both of you, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about Rosedean Acres, kind of when you guys started operation and how that came to be.
Well, it started out about 20 years ago. I was looking for a farm, and I found a farm just around the corner from where I grew up. We were involved in a rare breeds group, and we found a herd of Kerry cattle that we actually moved to the farm before we moved to the farm. And we had cows and calves, and we found that they got fat on grain, so we just switched to straight pasture, and we were kind of grass-fed before grass-fed was a thing.
It's been 20 years since we moved onto the farm. We bought the place in 2003 and moved on in probably the spring or summer of 2004.
Looking at Rosedean, I know you had kind of mentioned that you've been doing pasture-fed beef since before it was a thing. What is it about that style that you think has been so attractive to you as a beef producer?
I would say grass-fed beef has only increased in popularity over the years. As Larry was mentioning, 20 years ago, it was a very small niche market. People knew the value of it back then. I mean, cows usually just eat grass, historically speaking. They get all the nutrients and minerals that they need from that. We are a small scale farm, so we are able to monitor our animals, and they can be out on pasture and we can see what they're eating, what they're not eating. But not many people were interested in it at the time, but our cows were wanting that. They didn't want the grain. They were getting too fat on the grain. It was just the type of breed that we had. They were an old Irish breed that did very well on very sparse hillsides in Ireland, I think. Was it Larry?
So
that's just how we kind of turned to grass-fed, and then throughout the years it has become more popular and people are searching it out.
From a meat side of things, is grass-fed beef something that a lot of people are seeking out when they're buying beef?
You can see that there's grass-fed beef in the grocery stores now where there wasn't 20 years ago. That tells me people are searching it out a little bit more. Grass-fed beef or milk that comes from grass-fed cows, that sort of thing, grass-fed butter. It's not a new thing. It just seems to be newer to perhaps North America. I would say that Europeans have been eating grass-fed beef for quite some time.
South Americans as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Very interesting. How has the operation at Rosedean Acres kind of changed over the last 20 years?
Well, we have a website. I wouldn't say we have a huge social media presence, although my daughter Lauren is starting a social media site. So she has an Instagram site, eh, Lauren? So she's just started that, just out of general interest, though. So that's kind of fun to get them involved as well with the business. And of course, Lauren does help and Jonah helps with the chores. As well as Lauren is starting to learn the administrative side, learning how to do the books as well.
Allison, Larry, thank you so much for joining me today. I'll make sure to keep spreading the good word about Rosedean Acres and your pasture-fed beef.
Okay, thanks so much.